Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The DH, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Gladden moves to third. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGuire takes first base on ball four. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gagne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gallego hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blankenship for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive towards the mound. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to second. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gallego fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Manrique batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manrique moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Manrique moves to third. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manrique scores. Gladden moves to third. Bush moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Gladden scores. Bush scores. Puckett moves to third. It's 5-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Twins. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dwyer hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Burns now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Manrique is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gallego fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lansford strikes out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to third. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gallego catches it and throws to third to double up Puckett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Manrique is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Newman pinch runs for Fred Manrique. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Newman now playing second base. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Blankenship is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Henderson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a pop-up into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Klink now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gladden is 3-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Gladden hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack pinch hits for Randy Bush. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack hits a line drive towards third. Blankenship reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 4-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harbeck is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing right field. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Canseco is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Henderson is 0-3 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McGuire is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Weiss is 0-3 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.